And almost 20,000 people have been forced to leave Rhodes as wildfires continue to spread across the Greek island. Homes and businesses have been destroyed, but there have been no reports of casualties. Evacuation orders have also been issued for parts of Corfu as fires take hold there. Greece is now 10 days into an extreme heat wave that has seen temperatures rise above 40 degrees. The country's tourism minister, Olga Kefalogiani, arrived on the island of Rhodes yesterday. She gave this update to the BBC.
Only a small part of the island, a small area in the island that has actually been affected by the wildfires. Still, this required for a mass evacuation. It's actually important to stress that the airport has been functioning as normal. We never had a disruption with the flights. The part of the island that was affected was mainly the part with a lot of hotels, also some of the locals. But it's also important to stress that locals have been very, very helpful. We have a lot of volunteers. Of course, you understand that it was almost impossible to find 20,000 hotel rooms on an island which is operating on high season. And of course, it's one of the most attractive destinations, maybe the most attractive destination in Greece. So we needed to temporarily house the evacuees in hotels, but also in conference halls, in sports centers, in schools.
Greek Tourism Minister Olga Kefalogiani. Well, Janet Karamanos, who's originally from Dublin, owns a bar in Rhodes. She joins us on the line. Janet, thanks for talking to us this morning. How are things with you?
Thank you for having me. It's okay here at the moment where we are in Pefkos. It's a resort about 5 kilometres from where the main fires took place. They evacuated the large hotels there. Now, Pefkos itself is surrounded by the sea, so our main concern was smoke inhalation for tourists and ourselves. But 5 to 7 kilometres up the road is where the big hotels are in Kiateri. They were evacuated 2 days ago. And there was thousands upon thousands of people evacuated from there by bus. And some of them, there's a glass bottom boat that runs from here. They stopped operating, obviously, as a tourist boat, and they were going across to the hotels and taking people by sea across to here to get them to safety, because a couple of the hotels there did burned down and it was just a disaster, basically.
Yeah, so everybody, by the sounds of things, is doing whatever they can. You must know people who've been affected by this, do you?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you consider it's the locals, as in people that would normally work in a restaurant or a bar in the tourist season, are now volunteering to fight the fires. Also, everybody that kind of works here in all the resorts, basically they have homes close to where the fires are, so they had to run and get their families to safety and flee to the north of the island. And businesses have had to close due to the fires, obviously, where they're close. But even in this resort, restaurants and bars have closed because they don't have any staff, because the staff have gone to help the people in need, basically, yeah.
And what's it like there then this morning, Janet? I mean, can you describe the heat for us?
Oh, it's chronic. Yesterday, it was about, it's on average on a daily basis, in direct sun, like it could go up to 47. It's around about 42, 43 degrees. And the issue is also that due to the fires, the electric is going for 6 hours at a time. And the water is also going as well. So it's just a dead heat. And there's no like fans or air conditioning. Plus the heat from, obviously, the blazing fires as well. That's adding to the normal 40-odd degree heat. It's just boiling all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you must be used to heat, but is this unusual that it has lasted, that these extreme temperatures have lasted for so long?
Yeah, we were told about 2 weeks ago to expect a heat wave. And they said it would be 40 degrees in the shade. Well, you know, the temperature would be 40 degrees. It went higher than that. They said it would. This was around the beginning of the fires. It went higher than 40 degrees in the shade. Hence why the fires probably started. I'm not sure, but the extreme heat. And it never cooled down. They said it may cool down, but it didn't. It's the hottest summer I've known, and I've been here for 20 years. But I can't say whether that's actually just the temperature or also the fires as well.
And is there any sense at the moment that the fires are being brought under control? Because I know the fact that the wind keeps changing direction, that's making things more difficult. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was over on the west coast of the island, but unfortunately now due to wind changes, and they're saying today, from 10 a.m., which is about a half an hour's time over here, the winds are due to come up and change again. It has now gone to the other side, originally where they evacuated to an area called Archangelos. It's now only 5 kilometers from there on the other side as well. So they contained it slightly on the side where the big hotels are, and now mm-hmm. it's gone and moved across to more residential, I would say. You know, so if these winds change, they just can't control it because the winds keep changing.
Well, listen, take care, Janet, and thanks very much indeed for taking the time to talk to us this morning. That was Janet Karamanos, who's originally from Dublin and now owns a bar in Rhodes.